93 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The heads of social media companies fielding heated questions at a Senate hearing today on child online safety, including executives from Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, along with Snap, Discord, and X. Lawmakers looking at the bipartisan Kids Online Safety Act, or COSA. ABC's Selena Wang is on Capitol Hill.
For years, Congress has struggled to find a way to regulate social media. For years, no major legislation has actually been passed. They've been blocked by big tech lobbying as well as disagreements among lawmakers. Now, COSA, it would require these online platforms. They would now be more liable for the harmful content on their platforms, which is something that all the legislators can agree on.
Negotiations continue on a temporary ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel that would also include the release of more hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. And the Federal Reserve weighing what to do next with interest rates. The board wrapping up its meeting today. Analysts say with cooling inflation, the Fed will likely leave interest rates unchanged. This is ABC News. The BBC releasing a trove of emails related to Martin Bashir and the alleged cover-up of how he got that famous interview with the late Princess Diana.
More than 3,000 emails released by the BBC after a Freedom of Information request showing journalist Martin Bashir thought the controversy surrounding his Princess Diana interview had to do with race and the fact that his colleagues were jealous.
Well, there were three of us in this marriage.
In 2021, an inquiry found that Bashir had obtained the interview through deception and faking documents. The BBC was accused of trying to cover up those actions. The BBC has said any suggestion it acted in bad faith was simply wrong. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
An experimental drug being called a possible alternative to highly addictive opioids. Vertex is preparing to ask the FDA to approve a painkiller known as VX-548, describing it safe and well-tolerated. The company says the drug could be used for moderate to severe acute pain. Opioid overdoses kill more than 200 Americans each day. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge rules that state regulators can force factory farms to get permits before they discharge pollutants. Lobbyists for factory farms sued in Calumet County, challenging the Department of Natural Resources' legal authority, but the judge says state law calls for maintaining the integrity of Wisconsin's water. Two ambulance workers who couldn't find a woman who slipped, fell, and hit her head and died in Milwaukee 2 weeks ago will not be punished.
Because they didn't do anything wrong. The EMS system here worked as designed. You have to understand that false alarms are a common thing in the EMS system, particularly at bus stops.
Jim Baker is CEO of Curtis Ambulance. The crew that responded to Jolene Waldrop's 911 call has been cleared of negligence after an internal investigation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
In a local news note, Price County Sheriff Brian Schmidt reports that on Saturday, January 27th, at approximately 4:13 a.m., the Price County Sheriff's Office received a call from a third party advising of a possible suicidal subject who had just killed his wife, located at a residence on South Middle Lake Road in the township of Elk. When deputies of the Price County Sheriff's Office arrived on scene, they were unable to make contact with anyone inside the home. Deputies made entry into the residence where they located two deceased subjects. The victims, Patricia Cooper of Cottage Grove, Minnesota, was found deceased with apparent gunshot injuries. Richard Cooper of Cottage Grove, Minnesota, was found deceased with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The investigation is ongoing. The Price County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Price County Coroner's Office, the Park Falls Police Department, the Phillips Police Department, the Price County District Attorney's Office, by the Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office, and by the Central Price County Ambulance Service. And now a look at today's funeral notices. Donald Schultz, 95, Phillips, died on Monday, January 15th at River's Edge Rehabilitation Facility at Park Manor in Park Falls. He is survived by his children, Paul Schultz, Patty Marlinga, Mike Schultz, Donna Hayden, and Linda Schultz Jarina. Survived also by his sister, Ruth Studley, and by his brother, Bill Schultz. Survived also by his grandchildren, and further survived by his great-grandchildren. Burial will be held at Lakeside Cemetery in Phillips. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Donald Schultz, 95, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by AC Carpet Plus in Fifield, your area's tried, trusted, and true floor store, where you'll find a floor for any lifestyle.
Get the appliances you need right away at Lowe's. Explore the largest assortment of brands you trust, like Whirlpool, Samsung, and LG, in-store or online at the best values. Plus, take advantage of our everyday financing offers on top items, from refrigerators to laundry pairs. And there's more. Get your new appliances delivered or installed quickly at your convenience. Because Lowe's knows appliances. Lowe's knows home improvement. Subject to credit approval.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of sun and clouds today, temperatures are soaring to the mid-40s. Winds are feisty, though, out of the southwest, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. This will knock it back to feeling a touch cooler, but still very mild for this time of year. Currently, it's 32.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamaganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Taryn Spacek, the new owner of Spacek's Car Wash in Phillips, is running an automatic car wash special. Get $3 off the ultimate car wash through February. The new soaps and polishes at Spacek's Car Wash are awesome for restoring your vehicle's shine. New features coming soon will include a credit card option for all bays. Thank you for doing business locally. Spacek's Car Wash. The road to clean starts there. Highway 13 in Phillips.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Lauren Wyalowski Ball, CPA in Phillips, for all of your bookkeeping and accounting needs. 715-339-6985.
Stop in at Fleet Farm for one of the biggest selections of Milwaukee tools around. Milwaukee's raised the bar on heavy-duty performance, and we've got over 1,100 Milwaukee tools and accessories to help you crush that to-do list. Like the M18 Cordless 2-Tool Combo Kit. 400 pounds of torque packed into just 4 pounds of compact drill driver plus 2 batteries. Shop all the top brands we carry to help you power through everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. Add insulation to your home and keep the cold air out with Owens Corning Pink Foamular Insulation. A well-insulated home can save you up to 15% on your energy bills while keeping your family warm and cozy inside. Plus, these pink panels are available in many different sizes to fit any project. Pick up your pink insulation panels and start saving today. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Marquette makes it 5 in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles beat a once-great Villanova team 85-80. Villanova has now lost 5 in a row, their longest losing streak in 13 years. The Golden Eagles now with a 5-game winning streak. Thanks to Tyler Kolick with a career-high 32 points. They play Saturday at Georgetown. Wisconsin is headed to Lincoln, Nebraska tomorrow night. The Badgers head coach Greg Gard says after a few days of rest, they now focus on the Cornhuskers.
Turn the page now quick to head on a road to a place that no Big Ten team has won yet. Obviously playing extremely well at home in Nebraska. And numbers, when you do the stat splits, are unbelievable of how much better they are at home. So had a good couple days off, which I thought were important for our guys on Saturday and Sunday, and then came back yesterday and started getting ready for Thursday night.
NBA, the Bucks' new head coach, Doc Rivers, says despite losing in Denver, the team showed him they can play on defense.
You know, the cat's out of the bag. They all proved they can do it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Taking a look at some local scores from yesterday. Boys basketball, you heard it here. Prentice, a good one. They edge out Shawamigan 71-61 down in Prentice. Lord with 23 for Prentice. Heston Heckman with 20 for Prentice to lead the way. A.J. Morgan, the senior for Shawamigan with 28. And sophomore Cooper Mikulski was 17. Prentice with the Merrillwood win, though. Ladysmith boys, they got a win last night over Ashland, 75-56. Drummond, a winner over Mellon, 68-55. The Mercer boys top Butternut, 64-45. Winter tops Cornell, 94-38. Phillips, a winner at Athens last night, 65-52. Rib Lake was a winner over Abbotsford in boys action, 72-53. And it was Wausau West topping the Medford boys 56-45. On the girls' side, Butternut topping Mercer 47-38. Jersey Polinchek led all scorers with 20 points for Butternut, 9 assists. Kendra Pritzel with 12 points and 14 boards. Caitlin Bebo with 9 points and 9 rebounds. Ellie Sheneman led Mercer with 13. Butternut now 10-3 in the conference, 14-4 overall with a win over Mercer in girls' action last night. The Winter girls top Cornell 75-59, and the Prentice girls top Northland Lutheran, a non-conference tilt, 71-51. Prentice girls win it. Hockey action, Spooner tops Team Seal 8-1, and it was Lakeland getting a 5-1 win over the Rhinelander hockey team last night. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
Brand new country. I woke up on a
Country.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text ROCK to 369-369 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text ROCK to 369-369. That's ROCK to 369-369.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
Starts with a glass of wine and
every breakup, all the lies was the truth. One of them went down and one was made up. In the end, we both lose. Why can't we meet in the middle? Call it even, call it truth. If you keep telling lies about me, well, I won't tell the truth about you. Won't tell, won't tell, won't tell, won't tell the truth about. Won't tell, won't tell, won't tell the truth about. Won't tell, won't tell, won't tell, won't tell the truth. Won't tell, won't tell, won't tell the truth about you.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Shotgun hair, it still smells like my shampoo. That mess up tape decks Tucson too late. Jordan Davis here. So this Pizza Hut had to close for a day. I don't know if they didn't have enough people on hand or enough pizza dough or what, but they closed for a day. They put a sign up in their store window that said they were closed due to unforeseen circumcisions. I mean, really. Unforeseen circumcisions instead of unforeseen circumstances. There's spell checker for you, right?
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of sun and clouds today, temperatures are soaring to the mid-40s. Winds are feisty, though, out of the southwest, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. This will knock it back to feeling a touch cooler, but still very mild for this time of year. Currently, it's 32.
Big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98Q Country.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Cause it's Friday, cause it's Monday.
98 Q Country.
And Wild Horses. That's my sweetheart, Lainey Wilson. Maybe your sweetheart, too. All right, we'll share her. Coming up, more beautiful country songs like Heaven. Kane Brown is next on your country music station.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you roll the Charmin up to South on the party, this is muscle, roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and ever nice. The crib is always stocked, it's our party wine. Special little things, someone cheeks feel fine. Everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
I love new country.
Why don't you save me the day? Try that little small town.
Country.
This is perfect. Come kiss me one more time. I couldn't dream this up, even if I tried. You and me in this moment feels like magic, don't it? I'm right where I wanna be. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Mama, how you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time the Baton Rouge will be made out in the rain. Where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me up right out of the blue. I was just thinking about you. I was just thinking about you.
Hey, I just gotta say, I heard your song the other day. And put a smile on my face when I started reminiscing.
Did what you done to me. I can't Brought me guitar and play. The 4 days flew by like a drunk Friday night as the summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands, her body's been kissed by the sun. Coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, in the sand, not a worry in a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and bye. They call me Big Papa when I throw pesos their way. Adios and bye, Cornelius, a long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Toes in the clay, not a worry in a world of PBR on the way. Life is good today, life is good today.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Sitting there beside me, throwing doubles down. When he ordered up his third one, he looked around. And then he looked at me and said, I do believe I'll have one more. He said, I hate this bar and I hate to drink, but on second thought, tonight I think I hate everything. Then he opened up his billfold and threw a 20 down, and a faded photograph fell out and hit the ground. And I picked it up. He said, thank you, bud. I put it in his hand. He said, I probably ought to throw this one away, 'cause she's the reason I feel this way. Why I hate everything. Why I hate my job and I hate my life. And if it weren't for my two kids, I'd hate my ex-wife. I know I should move on and try to start again. Parking lot view, man, it's just great.